You're with SBS Radio.
As COVID-19 cases begin to decline from the peaks of the Omicron wave, some countries are keen to reopen. Sweden has scrapped the last of its COVID-19 restrictions, and residents couldn't be happier.
Yes, I think, you know, people are really happy, and for everyone's mood in general, you know, this is a very dark country this time of year. I think that people are just very, very happy that restrictions are lifted and we're slowly going back to normal. So,
limits on how many people can gather at events or in restaurants have been removed. Vaccine certificates are no longer required at cinemas and large events, and reduced operating hours have been cancelled for bars and restaurants. There are similar scenes too in the Czech Republic after Prime Minister Petr Fiala cancelled the requirement for vaccine certificates at various services and public events.
We are abolishing the obligation to prove vaccination or a certificate of illness to visit restaurants, services, gyms or similar. We will also gradually increase the number of visitors allowed to go to cultural or sporting events. We approach these steps with regard to the current state of how many people are infected and the number of occupied beds in hospitals, which are down. We assume that measures we have taken have been correct so far and that restrictions can now be weakened and gradually dismantled.
Meanwhile, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen has revealed the EU will increase its funding to boost vaccinations in African states which are lagging behind. Speaking during a visit to Senegal's capital, Dakar, Ms. von der Leyen said the EU would spend $199 million to help countries train medical staff and administer doses. This is in addition to the $418 million already committed.
You know that the European Union has shared so far Team Europe 145 million doses of vaccines. This is not enough, we know that. So our goal till the summer is to have 450 million doses of vaccines that we share. But it's also important to get the vaccines in the arms, so to have the vaccination. And for that, we have already allocated 300 million euros, but we will give an additional 125 million euros.
In the United States, the Biden administration has announced that masks should continue to be worn by students and teachers to prevent the spread of COVID in schools, even if states lift mask mandates. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says they are evaluating whether at what point the advice should change.
Certainly understand the need to be flexible. We want to ensure that public health guidance we're providing meets the moment we're in. We recognize people are tired of the pandemic. They're tired of wearing masks. I bet all of you are. I certainly know I am. We all understand that. But that what our focus is on is looking at the data and the science.
And in Hong Kong, daily COVID-19 infections have nearly doubled to a record 1,161 cases. It comes as the global financial hub battles a rapid surge that is looking like becoming the biggest test yet of what it calls its dynamic zero policy. University of Hong Kong epidemiologist Dr. Ben Cowling says the rise in cases will keep growing despite the city's advanced contact tracing abilities.
For now, we can see infections are rising exponentially, and most likely we're not going to be able to get case numbers down until there's a peak in infections, because the virus effectively runs out of steam. Parts of the world, this has happened without much of an impact on the healthcare system. South Africa was the first, actually, to report large numbers of Omicron cases, and they had very few hospitalizations, very few deaths. In Hong Kong, though, unfortunately, we don't have a very high vaccine coverage in our oldest adults.
The city has reported close to 4,000 infections over the past 2 weeks, up from just 2 in December, taking its tally to more than 17,000 since the outbreak began in 2020. For more information on COVID-19 in your language, go to sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Massilia Eiley, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.